Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show on a Wednesday. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer.
Wait a second.
Anthony Mandela producing the show here.
Hold on. Are you rooting for this rocker kid who you don't even know his father?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I'm rooting for him.
Earlier in the show, we're watching the College World Series.
I know who Tracy Rocker is, Steve.
Earlier in the show, we're watching, and Gary swears that he knew this kid's dad, Tracy Rocker.
But I do know who Tracy Rocker is.
Right, but it just wasn't the guy that you thought it was.
Yeah, you're right. He does coach at Tennessee. I mean, you're dialed in.
Right. I know who Tracy Rocker is.
But it's not the guy you thought he was growing up.
No, the guy I thought it was, his name is Ben something.
Wait a second. His last name's not even Rocker?
It could be.
Ben Rocker?
Ben.
How did you figure out his name was Ben?
I don't know. Just came to him just now. It may not be Ben, but I think it's Ben.
It's Ben for now, though.
Let me go look him
up. Oh, my goodness.
I was going to say, you guys.
I'm not messing with you, but all of a sudden, in the last break, you're rooting for this kid. And I'm like, why are you rooting for him?
You know who Tracy Rock is?
Yes.
Yeah, we all know who
defensive
he is.
Defensive lineman?
Leroy might have played against. I'm not sure. No, they was ACC. Y'all didn't play.
We were independent.
Then. Yeah, y'all didn't do that.
We'd play anybody anyway.
Yeah, but y'all weren't playing Auburn then, though.
Yeah, we did. We beat him in the Sugar Bowl.
I'm talking about regular season.
Yeah, regular season.
He got drafted in 89, so he would have been there 87, 88.
A couple times, I think.
He's 53, he's right with you.
In regular season, Leroy, you think?
Yeah. The Sugar Bowl we played him down there.
And that was before you guys were sitting out to go into the draft.
Allegedly. Deion picked off a pass of won the Sugar Bowl. We played Auburn down there. I think Reggie Slack was
who's
the quarterback.
I was going to say, who's the quarterback?
Oh, Reggie Slack? I remember Slack, yeah.
Deion picked him off.
How's it?
But that was the Sugar Bowl. We were talking about regular season, man.
I already answered that. You want me to answer it again? We played, I think, my senior year.
Oh, you senior?
Yeah, senior year. 88, 89, 90.
You don't know.
Twitter, look it up.
You know.
One of those two.
Yeah.
You're not sure, dude.
Yeah, I just said, you don't believe me?
Who's coaching Auburn at that point?
Die.
Oh, Dow was still there.
Dow was dialed in. They had a lot of good team. They were still running that wishbone type offense.
Oh.
Type. They would throw it. They couldn't throw it, though. They couldn't throw it my way, dog. Come on out. Come on.
Platinum, right?
Spider-Man.
How's an offensive lineman do you not like an offense based around you punishing the defense?
So stupid.
All you do is run. You just punish the defense.
Yeah, all you do is put your head down and bury it into someone's chest.
Well, if you got Bo Jackson, you can do what you want.
Right, yeah. I mean, I get it if you got the best running back in the world, but, like, still. Spread them out.
They had Bo Jackson, Lion James.
Throw the football a little bit.
Who had they had? Tommy Agee.
They had a bunch of them.
Your boy, Tommy Agee.
Then go away, but they had Joe Cribbs and them. That was way back.
Was that Josh Cribbs' dad?
Yeah. Joe Cribbs and them. And then they had Brent Fullwood.
Fullwood was great.
Yeah.
Until he got to the Packers.
Yeah.
Oh, Brent Fullwood didn't perform for the Green Bay Packers?
Well, not to his potential.
Okay.
I don't think neither of us
Brent
did.
Fullwood.
Didn't win
that's my guy.
Every year.
Did you remember Brent Fullwood? You remember Brent Fullwood.
Oh, yeah. He Brent Fullwood, man. My dude. Now, my dude was, when we brought it up last week, Tony Fisher, and I got to notice that you guys...
Tony Fisher's the man.
Tony Fisher works
Notre
with
Dame.
The Packer alumni.
Notre Dame's finest.
Tony Fisher, my buddy Jake and I, knew Tony Fisher... Like third down back for like 3-4 years. Remember that name till day I die. Tony Fisher, number 40.
We saw the Seattle game.
Old number 40. I had like 2 or 3 football cards. That was back when I could collect.
Get them. Get them.
Did you have Tony Fisher jersey?
No, I didn't have a Tony Fisher jersey.
Brett Favre Jets jersey back up in here.
Man, you guys hating on the Brett Favre.
People
Jets.
Wanted a picture of it on Twitter. We wouldn't do it.
No, we wouldn't do it.
Look good on me too.
It did look good on you, but
it started to, no doubt.
You can use it as a doormat now.
What also looks good is the Brewers being in first place. What doesn't look good are some of the batting averages, OPSs, on-base percentages, whatever you want to say, Sparky, of some of these Milwaukee Brewers players on this team. We discussed this a little bit of players that are underperforming, and it's been a major talking point all year long of why some people don't want to buy into the Brewers just yet or are a little bit hesitant at the time. As there are a lot of players that have been frustrating all year long, but which one to you has been the most frustrating for you as a Brewers fan so far this year?
My guy, Aguilar. I mean, I really thought last year that he could just be a perennial all-star player in Miller Park, hit 40 bombs every year, hit 275, 280, whatever the case may be, and just absolutely destroy people and be just a steal of a deal for the Milwaukee Brewers going forward. And he just doesn't look anything close to what he looked like last year. Like, I am just blown away by what's happened to him. Close second would be Travis Shaw, because I thought Shaw is another guy that should be right around all-star numbers year in and year out going forward. I never thought the bat would be a question with Travis Shaw. I just didn't. I just thought he was just a natural hitter. He'd be fine. And that clearly has not been the case this year for Travis Shaw either. So for me, I guess Aguilar is the one, and then Travis Shaw is probably second.
Jesus Aguilar, in the last month, though, let's make sure that we take this with. Jesus Aguilar, on base percentage, almost .350. That's... So starting to take his walks a little bit.
He's on a team to hit home runs.
4 for his last 10 is Jesus Aguilar in a .202 average. 5 homers, 25 driven in, a .311 on base. Gary, which player has been most frustrating for you on this Brewers team? And fans can answer at 414-799-1250 as well.
I think I'm going to just give you one because there's a host of them.
Sure is.
For me, it's Lorenzo Cain. You desperately need his bat to go along with Yelich because that's what you had last year. And that was part of the magic that you had last year with him. And now we just watch him play in this game they're playing right now. It looked like there's something that's wrong with him, though. Look at his gait. Look how he's running. He's not really has the same stride that he used to have. And so maybe that could be a problem, but they need to get him going quickly. They still have time, obviously. They're in first place, so I'm not freaking out. But, I mean, something's going to need to happen after the All-Star break if he doesn't get going here.
And the offense has been frustrating to a point because we believe that this offense was going to be the top in baseball or top three in baseball because of how many home runs. Looking at that first base position with Zeus, looking at third with Travis Shaw, you got Moose in there at second base, just fitting him in. You were thinking you're going to hit close to 130 home runs just on the infield. But for me, the most frustrating part, guys, has been the management deciding that it was a good idea to go with three young pitchers in the rotation with Freddie Peralta, Corbin Burns, and Brandon Woodruff, and the likelihood of all three of those guys hitting and being able to start their careers as major league pitchers all at the same time and have that kind of sustained success, the numbers just never bared it out that it was going to really be a success. Like there was no copy that you could look to. There was no fixture that you could look at the St. Louis Cardinals have done it before where they bring in guys and put them in the bullpen, Sparky. We talked about it last year where you saw them bring in guys, put them in the bullpen for a couple of years and then be able to go and get big league hitters out and be able to do it consistently. None of these guys did it consistently. Brandon Woodruff's the one in the rotation, and he was the one that, frankly, in the beginning of the year I thought was going to be the most successful out of them, at least right away, but he's got an ERA of 4+ after his start last night, which is good from the winning perspective and what they've been able to do in his last 12 starts. But for Freddie Peralta and Corbin Burns to struggle the way they did and ferociously, like Corbin Burns, let balls go out of the ballpark, 11 in his first 4 starts, that was by far the most frustrating part for me. And the most frustrating part is that you really haven't necessarily admitted that mistake and been okay with them being part of your 13 best pitchers outside of Corbin now at this point. That it's okay if they're not starters, they're in the bullpen and still helping you because they weren't able to when they were starting pitchers. They couldn't help you. They didn't get the job done at all, not even close.
And you're in first place.
And you're in first place.
You're in first,
and you're in first, first place.
Right? You sit. Look, you saw.
You can
set
say
back.
That with everything.
So he set back. He just set back. Did all that. Yeah.
Still place. In first place.
First place.
That's it. I mean, just think about first place. What he just
all
said.
That.
Baby Touts just said.
Rail all
and
that off.
Look at the standings, and you're still in first place.
First place.
And most of it didn't even work with the pitching, what they thought it was going to be coming into the year.
It
just didn't. And Zach Davies has been unbelievable. Not today, 5 runs and 2 2/3. His ERA is up to 3.06. But he's been outstanding. But once you get past him, what else you got? Chassin's been horrible.
I like Chassin.
That didn't work out, right? That's another guy that did not live up to what he was last year. And I said at the end of last year, I didn't think he could do it again this year. But that is a guy that coming into this year, because you didn't get a free agent pitcher to go to the front of your rotation, you were looking at going, well, you're going to have to do it again because I got nobody else unless one of my three young studs turns out to blossom quicker than I think. You're going to have to be that guy again, or we need Jimmy Nelson to come back and be that guy. It's just, yeah.
I love gambling. But that was a gamble that I just don't know if you got David Stearns and Craig Counsell into a room, and you can put Matt Arnold in there as well. If you got down man-to-man and said, hey, man, would you do that over again?
I would.
If they would say that they would do it over again.
I would. That's what I wanted.
I wanted
three rookies in the rotation. I'd do it again. And I'd roll the dice again that same scenario will not happen again. That they will not. It will not play out the same way again if we do it again. In fact, if you give me Derek Johnson, I guarantee.
Oh, my.
I can all but guarantee you we won't go down this road again.
How are you going to guarantee that? Come on, Steve.
I like poking at Baby Tausch. He pokes at me all the time.
I know.
And he does not like Derek Johnson.
I don't.
And I do.
He's not taking
So I'm taking my opportunity to poke back. That's what this is.
But couldn't you, with every negative topic we do or positive, you can end it with they're in first place? That can only last.
Sure.
But see, that's why
it's going to last as long as they're in first.
As long as they're in first. And then what? If they get in second, well, at least they're in second.
Only a game out.
Right. That's all it's going to be.
That's the way it's become.
Striking distance.
And that, you know what? The good thing about it, though, they've earned the right for that to happen. And I'm not really going to, you know, which guy. You know, it's such a long season. I mean, and these guys.
Are you going to ride the fence on this?
No, yeah. I just think that.
If you
are.
Can we do it?
I don't think y'all understand. And you've been a baseball guy, how this really works. This is NFL talk, week to week, like game to game. This is
bi-week conversation in the NFL.
You're right, but see, but.
Because we're at like the halfway point.
Okay, with Braun, his numbers are not that great, but he had a great day today. But if they lose, it'll get.
I get exactly what you're saying, yep.
Lose sight of that. And I think a lot of people will say with Grandal, you know, they may not like some things about him, but no one expected Moustakas to hit this many home runs so far. I mean, he may get 50 home runs. But at the end of the day, that's why I asked Mark Simon this. Would these numbers, if they stay like this, will they start to fall? Or the numbers will say, no, these guys, numbers that we don't know about, are trending better, that eventually this team will be in first place over the Cubs by 5 games. But the good thing about it, the Cubs are struggling too. That's the only good thing about it.
And so are the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, we're talking about them sometimes like they're done. They're only 2.5 games back.
Yep.
They've only gotten 13 home runs from Paul Goldschmidt.
Two things you can do real quick. You can bring out Keston Hare, and you can put Junior Guerra back in the rotation. There's a change there, and you'll get a spike right there and see how it goes.
Man, Junior Guerra back in the rotation. I don't know if you can take him out of that bullpen, though. I get what you're saying.
He's done it before, man. That guy loved that challenge, man.
I just don't know if they can take him out of the bullpen right now. He's, outside of Hauser, he's the best right-handed reliever.
Well, you got to put him in the rotation.
And I just said Adrian Hauser.
Adrian.
This dude threw up on the mound last year.
I understand, but what happened when they put him out there just now, though? He got the guy he was supposed to get out.
Yeah, he did. Got multiple guys out. That's
right.
They're in first place, so that's all. That's the best thing that I can say.
That's what Tim would say.
I got a lot more good things to say about Pella Windows and Doors, but I'll hold on to that. Let Gary do that in a second.
Hold on, Steve. You got something, Steve.
Sports Info Solutions, our guy.
Yeah.
Just tweeted about Lorenzo Cain having some bad luck here as people are banging on Lorenzo Cain. He says, we have our own Web Gems type stat. A good play requires someone like Tatis to do something impressive to get an out or such. Lorenzo Cain has been victim of 14 good fielding plays this season, fourth most in all of baseball. So that says he's had some bad luck, and that contributes to what his numbers look like at this point. Does that make you feel better, Billy?
Yeah, it does, because he's been getting robbed. Last night he got robbed twice.
Fourth most in baseball.
Oh. He's going to turn around. He's going to get better. His numbers are going to get a lot better. Pella Windows and Doors.
They're better.
I tell you, numbers are a lot better.
262-783-6600.
That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payment for 18 months. That's Gina Della from Pella. Guys, experience the Pella difference.
Best part about Gina Della right now, guys, is that I don't have to jump out of the plane. While I was down at the Mecca earlier today listening to John Horst, and he admitted that he was like Steve, didn't watch the finals, couldn't do it, said it was too painful. And all I was thinking of is like, man, this place would have been a lot more fun in the NBA finals, but I would have had to jump out of a plane. I wasn't trying to do that.
No, we don't need you.
You would fall hard if you jumped out.
Oh, you stop with the weight stuff. He would be fine.
He would fall hard.
No, I wouldn't say anything about a weight, Leroy.
Fall hard.
No, I didn't
Big
guess.
Big tree, fall hard.
More importantly, Christian Yelich just hit a ball hard out of the park. It's 5'4".
That it
They're
is.
Still
there's, no,
it
there's no
27 for you.
That's why Kane has to get better to get on base.
Yep.
Then that would be tied.
And then it would be 5'5". Right. This is the Wendy's Big Show. 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and the radio.com app. We'll hear those comments from John Horst coming up later on in the program. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. After the Brewers hopefully don't get swept out in San Diego, down 5-4 in the fifth. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan. And the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Touch, to the Wendy's Big Show. That's where you're listening to us. If you miss anything, you can go to 1057fmthefan.com. Click on Fan On Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. You can catch anything we do on The Fan, Wendy's Big Show, Bill Michaels, Chuck and Winkler, World According to Sparky, and the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, which will be coming up after the Brewers and Padres finish up out at Petco Park. Adrian Hauser just puts one batter away. He's continuing to move
forward. He's dealing right now.
He's their best right-handed reliever, Gary. And I never, never would have guessed that. This year, Tim and I walk into the clubhouse down at Maryvale one of the days while we were out there at American Family Fields of Phoenix, And Tim and I are looking at each other and like, we should go talk to Adrian Hauser. I mean, nobody else was in there, right? Like, you knew that there were three or four different dudes randomly walking through the clubhouse and walk over and, hey, Adrian, what's going on, man? Figure he could be on the, you could see him on the major league team this year. Never expected that he would be playing this type of a role in the Brewers bullpen where he's needed to be because outside of Jeremy Jeffress starting to come back to form and starting to look like Jeremy Jeffress of last year, their right-handed reliever was Junior Guerra. Matt Albers at points, Sparky, but that was it. That was really what they needed.
Dealing right now.
They needed a dude like Hauser to come in and be able to throw like he has. And 82-mile-an-hour sinker looks good with that 95 fastball.
Hauser and Hader came over in the same deal.
Yeah.
That Carlos Gomez deal is still paying off.
Right.
You want to know how?
You already shipped Phillips out of here.
Back if you want to.
You ship Phillips out of there.
If you say no.
Grab Mike Moustakas.
Yep.
Then Domingo Santana turned into Ben Gamel, who has a top five batting average on the team.
Yeah, he's played way better than I thought he would.
Way better than you would have expected.
Yeah, so that turned out way better than I thought. And Hauser is a guy, you're right, that has been an instrumental piece of this bullpen because there haven't been a lot of positives. Taylor Williams was supposed to be a guy that you were supposed to count on coming into this year.
Gas can.
That hasn't worked. All of you Jacob Barnes fans keep telling me, oh, Sparky, you're wrong. Oh, he's so good. Oh, you'll see. No, I'm right. You're wrong.
Yeah, that 686 run average
not
showing very well.
So he somehow or another is still in this organization. See, some of these guys, like Peralta when he struggles, I can look at Peralta's age and go, I'm not giving up on him. He's way too young. Other guys, you look at their age and go, okay, I can move on from him. He can be in a trade or he can be in some type of puzzle piece for somebody else going forward if they think they can change him with a change of scenery or whatever. But I just don't see any reason why, you know, we always talk about counsel and concerns. Oh, depth. Listen to me. Jacob Barnes is not depth. It's a body. Taylor Williams is not depth. It's a body. That's all it is. Because you have bodies, because you're required to have bodies, because it's a rule, you have to have minor leaguers, that does not mean you have depth. Depth is when you have good quality players that come in and replace good quality players. You do not have depth in your bullpen right now. No, I hate to break it to you.
You don't.
You have no depth in your bullpen. None. So, from that perspective, and furthermore, if you want to talk about depth on the infield, Travis Shaw is not good. Jesus Aguilar is not good. That's not depth. Those are bodies that you have control over that you hope, and I emphasize the word hope, can figure it out at some point here in the next several months while you keep down a good baseball player, at least offensively, in here. Which, again, the longer this goes, the more I continue to shake my head that he is still sitting down there.
Yeah, the more frustrated you grow that Keston Hiura is not in the major league.
Somebody's going on the IL shortly. It's going to happen. Somebody.
Remember when Alex Wilson was this team's best right-handed reliever?
No, that was another one.
Jake Petrichka?
Claudio.
He was just sent out.
He's still on this team. There's another one.
Well, he has to be because you gave up the 41st overall pick
for
him.
Who cares? You made a mistake. You made a mistake. That's that. 41st pick. Who knows what the 41st pick is going to turn out to be in 5 years? Who cares? It's not like the 41st pick. This isn't the NFL where, okay, or the NBA even, right? So the Grizzlies trade their 23rd pick, or Utah trades their 23rd pick, and garbage, well, not garbage, but Crowder and some of these other guys in order to get Mike Conley today.
Grayson Allen.
Right, yeah. In order to get this deal done. Fine. The 23rd overall pick could make you look bad immediately if he goes on to win Rookie of the Year or has a great year.
Yeah.
In this scenario, the 41st pick is not going to be here in a best-case scenario for 3 years, probably. Typical five. By that time, who's even going to care about that trade? Nobody.
I still get mad when I see Michael Brantley have success.
But see, again, that's another situation. Gary was here for all that.
Yeah.
That's a Sabathia trade.
Yeah. Yep. He had to have
he
it.
He won the
had
cornerstone.
You. Needed it.
Brantley was one of five guys on a player to be named list.
Yep.
One of five. They could have chosen any one of the five. Any one of them. Now, he's got good bloodlines, but any one of the five they could have had, they took Brantley. Okay. We knew there was potential for him to be something at some point, but he wasn't supposed to be the stud in the deal. And Cleveland, to a degree, kind of got lucky that they got it. Because if that player to be named later ended up just to be a player to be named later and didn't turn out to be anything, that would have been one of the worst trades in baseball history.
And the untouchable player that a lot of people thought for the Brewers was Matt LaPorta, who Tim Allen thought was going to be a Hall of Famer.
Correct.
Never made it to the major leagues. Also, Corbin Burns was projected to be
he was in the major leagues.
An untouchable.
LaPorta was in the bigs.
For a year and a half.
Yeah, not very long.
A very, very short
career.
Retired
quickly.
That was tough, man. That stinks whenever you see a guy retire like that. But also, you hear Corbin Burns was untouchable last year, right?
Still is.
Trade deadline.
Still
I just
is.
Want everybody to know he gave up 11 home runs in four starts.
So what? Care.
11 home runs in four starts.
Everybody's giving up home runs in baseball.
11 home runs in four starts.
Everybody's giving up home runs.
That's not fair.
Corbin Burns, untouchable. Peralta, not trading him. And Woodruff, not trading him either. All three of them. Back in my rotation next year.
Agreed.
Yep.
No.
All three of them.
If you can get somebody that's going to help, if you can get a Madison Bumgarner, Rendon for 1 year.
Both are 1 year rentals.
Yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Nope.
Corbin Burns. See ya. Good luck. I hope you have a lot of success.
No.
But if I can win a World Series with one of those guys, thanks. They can be on my team. There's nobody untouchable.
Bumgarner's not good enough to guarantee you that.
Nobody's untouchable outside of 22.
Bumgarner's not good enough to guarantee a spot in the World Series against the Cubs or the Dodgers. He's not that dominant. Not
Max Scherzer could be.
That's different. That's a different player, and you have him for more than 1 year.
So if Max Scherzer's on the table, all three of those dudes are still untouchable.
That's a good question.
I might trade Woodruff.
That's a good question.
I'm just poking at you, man.
I was going to throw up.
How old is Scherzer
right now? Just poking at him.
32? He also did you see what happened to Max Scherzer last night?
Just waiting for his arm to fall off his face,
off his
body.
He 3 years left.
Yeah, he broke his nose last night.
Yeah, I started trying to bunt.
Yeah.
Bunting during batting practice. Yeah. See, major leaguers don't need to know how to bunt. Mm-mm. All it does is hurt you.
But again, that's
good for
you. We were talking about this off the air.
Scherzer's 34 years old for Max Scherzer.
Scherzer is similar to Greinke. Mm-hmm. In both scenarios, the other team's going to have to pay some of this money.
Oh, no doubt. There's like $32 million due to Scherzer.
Right. So I'd love to have Greinke on this team. But they're going to have to pick up $15 million of it per year in order probably for it to work out for the Brewers is my guess. That's my guess, at least. I don't see how else it would work.
That's something to chew on. I don't believe that you can be to the point of where the Milwaukee Brewers are if you are saying a lot of dudes are untouchable, because David Stearns has made it known that, hey, we'll be open for business. If you can make our team better, we'll deal you and wish you good luck on the other side.
No, every general manager has guys they're not going to trade.
Well, I'm
telling you right now.
That down at all.
I mean, unless you're a horrible farm system or something. But otherwise, every general manager has their guys. And Tim Allen has talked about it, that our untouchables may not be his untouchables.
No doubt.
Guys that we would give up, he may see something and go, I'm not giving them
like
up.
It. Yeah.
That's
his top 30 prospects are not what, and I love Jim Callis. I think he does a tremendous job over at MLB Pipeline. Their top 30 for the Milwaukee Brewers farm system is probably not the same that David Stearns has.
Agreed. Yeah, because everybody's got their own opinion on how to scout talent.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a draft board is not the same as Todd McShay's or Mel Kiper's when you're looking at what the Packers draft board is or whatever the case may be. The one thing we all agree on is there's only one place to go for meat, and that's Robert's Specialty Meats, your number one draft pick across the board. The calendar says June, the temperature outside says April. But while we can't control the weather, you can exercise your freedom when it comes to serving up the best food for your family at the end of the day, and that's Robert's Specialty Meats. Paul Roberts has lots of options to make dinner time the best time of day, from hand-cut ribeye, T-bone or porterhouse steaks, bacon-wrapped fillets, USDA prime beef tenderloin, or on cool evenings, try one of their signature stuffed pork roasts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Al Capone Italian roast, combining several meats, cheeses, and seasoning into one awesome meal, which can be trimmed to suit your needs. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT. 262-549-MEAT for the best selection, and to reserve your order. And then, when you visit, be sure to pick up some of their Cherrywood Smoked Beef Sticks or Jerky, the perfect snack treats. You can also check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more information and money-saving coupons. For the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher.
Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Anthony Mandel, and intern AmFam with us as well here at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Brewers, I got a question for you.
Down 5-4 in the top half of the sixth inning.
Yeah, I saw earlier today, good old KS tweeted a question at you and Ryan Horvat about the draft show tomorrow night at Q Club of Wisconsin that will be doing at 6 o'clock up until the Brewers game is done tomorrow night. And the question was whether or not you guys are going to abide by the rule that I've had for all these years, that there's no tipping picks at all. So the rule was, for me and Mike Maxey when we did the show together, was that we weren't allowed to look at Twitter, we weren't allowed to look at any type of social media, and we were going to react to what we saw on TV as we announced pick by pick. Because, I mean, Gary knows this, during the draft show, you can know something that's going to happen four picks ahead of time, and then what the hell is the point? I mean,
yeah, it's no fun.
You ruin the whole thing. Now, back here, whoever is producing back here, they can know, so they can tell you if there's trades or anything like that, so they can keep you up to date. But I didn't want them telling me what was going on either at that point. So what rules are you all playing by tomorrow night?
Well, I was actually going to ask you how you did that, because you got to know if there's a trade. And like, if anybody's going to let you know that there's a trade, it's going to be Woj. Woj is going to be the one dropping it usually.
Right. So you have your producer back here who monitors Twitter, and you have a producer, you have interns, whoever is here. So they monitor social media and they tell you if there's trades. Plus, you'll see trades on TV if they pop up or whatever. But pick to pick, you just stay out of it and react as it goes from player to player. And that's going to drive you nuts because you love social media.
And I just like refreshing because I like seeing everything. I like knowing what's... Yeah, I can't spoil the picks. I hate that part of it. I think it ruins one of the best reality television shows of all time.
Right, and if I'm driving my car and I'm listening to you and Ryan do the draft show tomorrow night.
Which, like, you should, by the way, 6 to 11 right here on The Fan.
Right, or 6 to the Brewers game gets over. But for me, if I'm driving, I'm not going to be on my phone or whatever else the case may be. So I want to hear the natural reaction to what's happening after it happens. Because to me, that's the fun part over the years for us doing it, where, you know, the commissioner Stern comes up or whatever else, announces a pick, for it was Charlie Villanueva. When the Raptors chose Charlie Villanueva years ago, I remember like the commissioner said it and our mics were hot and I lost my mind on the Raptors for drafting Charlie Villanueva that early. Like I just went crazy and ripped the Raptors for making that pick. That's the fun part for me is the natural reaction to whoever the team is making the pick of whether you thought it was a good pick, a bad pick, or how it plays out, that whole type of thing.
Well, and I got a chance to do it last year, and it was one of those where like we were trying to kind of maneuver through the waters as we were doing it and as we went. The one that we all got like the real hardcore reaction to was Dante DiVincenzo because we all were walking up as Adam Silver's making the pick like, dude, DiVincenzo's our guy. I mean, we've been all talking about him all night long. And if we would have known two picks ahead of time, people would have just think we were blowing smoke. But we were genuinely concerned that they were not going to take him and go somewhere else. Now, if I would have been doing the show when Giannis was picked, I don't know how I would have reacted because I remember how I did react. And I was like, they legitimately just took some kids sitting in the stands. It took some dude that just bought a ticket. The tallest kid, you now get to play for the Milwaukee Bucks. And I probably would have had that reaction. And I would have sounded really stupid, so I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, I think that's to me, the best way to go about it. I remember we had Marcus Landry out there a couple years ago. And that was the year they took Thon Maker, right? So it's Mike Maxey, myself, and him. And he's hanging out doing the show with us. And all of a sudden, on the air, he starts talking about, boy, you know, that Thon Maker, he's going to be there, da-da-da. And I'm like, Maker, what are you talking about? We're not taking a project at that point. You got enough projects on this team. You're not taking another project.
Yeah,
they're not in that situation. So what happens? He starts working over the audience there and with me and Mike about, listen, it's not that much of a project here. I'll tell you exactly how I'd use him if I was Jason Kidd. He starts playing the whole thing out. Well, want to know what happened? He knew the pick four or five picks ahead of time. Somebody tipped him off at the Bucks that's who they were going to take if he was there. So he started working it. By the time we got to the pick, baby Tausch, the entire bar was all hoping for Thon Maker. When they took Thon Maker, you would have thought the Bucks won the championship. Everybody screaming and yelling and cheering, and oh my God, we got the guy. Oh, it was amazing. It was amazing. That's one of the nights that I'll never forget was how he just worked the crowd all night long. And then after they made the pick, then I found out later that, yeah, he knew. He knew it was coming. But that's the fun part about the draft, man. And Gary's had his moments on his draft show where he gets mad or surprised or whatever the case may be, right? You just had that.
Well, yeah, the Packers have been very surprising.
We thought you were going to throw a chair at the Q Club last year if they ended up taking a quarterback at 12.
Right?
I was so rooting for it.
We were telling everybody.
No jokers moved out of that pick.
I was priming everybody like, hey, man, Gary's about to come in here at 5, and he might be a little tense if they end up taking a quarterback here.
That kid went to San Diego. I think that's the kid I wanted. He ended up being a Pro Bowler this year, I think.
Derwin James.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Safety from Florida State. Yeah,
that's the kid I wanted. And then they end up getting the safety this year, so whatever.
And it all works out. And the draft show tomorrow night is going to be a bunch of fun. Can't wait. Big show will be out there 2 to 6 at the Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Myself and Ryan Horvath will be taking you 6 to 11 after the Wendy's Big Show's done out there at the Q Club. It's going to be a bunch of fun. Can't wait. And follow along right here on 105.7 FM Fan. If you can't make it out to the Q Club, and enjoy. They got a bunch of drink specials and food specials, and then they got wings, which are just insane. Wings. And the best part is, Gary, what can you do? Walk in and order? All flats. They know what you're saying.
They know what you're saying. They know your language.
Because I remember Leroy, first thing he said is, man,
let me get them flats, guys.
They better have all flats in there. And they did. Gary, so earlier.
The chef out there is awesome.
Earlier today, while we were planning the show and plotting out what we were going to discuss here and how we could maneuver through the Chris Middleton conversation, because we got to talk Chris Middleton. It appears that Chris Middleton is going to be back with the Milwaukee Bucks, and John Horst mentions a little bit of something like that we'll hear at 5:35.
A bit something like that.
There's a feeling that Chris Middleton isn't up to par with a lot of the second men in command for an NBA team across the NBA.
Right.
And earlier today, you heard on First Take a conversation where they were ranking top duos of all time.
Of time.
Yeah. Now, we know Giannis and Cash aren't going to make into an all-time conversation, but at the conclusion of last season, did you believe Giannis and Chris were a top five duo in the NBA?
No, I didn't. And I thought that's why this would be interesting to do. And that because there's been so much talk swirling around Middleton. I know a lot of people don't want him to get paid the contract. What's that contract he's going to get? Anybody know?
About 5 years, $190 million.
I remember
is what the max he could make.
Remember, the report from The Athletic yesterday that we were talking about was this Western Conference executive told them, the reporter, that he believes he'll get less, just less than the max because he'll take less in the first year to help them out. So instead of 190, maybe he gets 175, 180. I mean, that's still a lot of money. 190 over five averages out to be $38 million
a year. So he's going to take 30 mil?
No. No, he's not leaving 40 million. I bet you he'll take like 35. 34, something
nice
like
help
that.
Him out.
But I mean, still, that's what it'll average out to over the course of the contract. But I mean, from that perspective, let's say you take 35. That's $15 million you're leaving on the table over a five-year contract. So then it's 175, somewhere in that area. But he's not taking 30. I mean, that's $40 million. There's no way. I mean, if I'm John Horst, I'm ecstatic because $8 million give me a decent player.
Right.
Or give me something else, whatever I may need later.
A shooter.
Find
your cheap shooter.
And then Giannis, that Supermax, how much is he going to take next summer?
Right.
That's around $50 million a year.
If you think about...
That's like $88 million a year in two
perfect.
Players.
Yeah, crazy.
Oh, my goodness. Crazy.
If you think about the way the season ended last year, if you just do playoff teams in the East, if you just start with the East, if you just want to go Toronto, that's Kawhi and who?
Pascal Lowry. Siakam.
Who?
Siakam.
Siakam passed up Lowry, you think?
I would say so.
Okay.
The second option. But Kyle Lowry as well, former All-Star.
Well, you only have two. So you think Siakam. Steve, you think it's Siakam or Lowry?
Oh, Siakam for sure.
Those two. Okay, then if you go to, what, Philadelphia?
Jimmy Butler and Ben Simmons or Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid?
Well, it's got to be Embiid. I think they got everything tied around him, right? And I think it's got to be Ben Simmons.
Okay, so it's Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Yeah. Would you agree? They're not in my top five. I'm just saying. I'm just giving you the playoff teams.
From last year?
Yeah,
it's got to be Jimmy Butler and Embiid.
You think that's who it is?
It's not Ben Simmons.
Not Ben Simmons?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler was the best player on that team. Wouldn't you agree with that? Billy?
Yes and no. I think there is. I think the potential of Joel Embiid, and at times he was the best player on the floor, but consistently it could have been Jimmy Butler. He's got the best name cred.
Okay, so those two over Ben Simmons. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so those two players in Philly, yeah.
All right. And then what? What's left after that? Boston?
Well, I mean, and if
Kyrie and
so you're just Horford. Saying the Eastern Conference,
but just for right now, Kyrie and
Horford last year,
yeah,
I would add, yeah, and
or Tatum.
Beginning, I would have thought it would have been Kyrie and Tatum,
yeah,
Jaylen Brown. I mean, they got a bunch of guys, but none that really separate
and
themselves.
Gordon Hayward
after Kyrie.
Was suspected to be that guy that would be the second piece,
and wasn't.
Right.
I think they screwed up with Hayward, getting him on that team.
And given all the money that he could.
Yeah.
The injury definitely slowed him back. I mean, you could tell that he was not the same
messed
kind of player that he was.
Yeah, but I think to me in itself, everybody talks about Kyrie, I think that messed with the chemistry of that team. If you look at how that all plays out right now, if you just say in the East, if you think about it, folks, Middleton and Giannis is probably the second best in the East.
Behind who? Embiid and Butler?
No. Kawhi.
And Siakam?
Yes. Mm. The way it ended.
Well, because they won the finals.
Correct.
Right.
If you go out west.
Any combo you want to put with Steph Curry is better than that. I mean, you put
is that what you
Steph
said?
And Clay or Steph
right.
and KD.
Right. Just take it, right?
Yeah.
But they didn't
Dave
you know,
and CJ.
How did they season end?
Well, they got swept by the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
Yeah, Dave, like you said, McCollum and Lillard. Then you have.
But are we doing this off result or are we doing this off of talent? I mean, because there's definitely a different conversation in that sense as well.
I'm doing right now I'm going results right now. But you can go talent.
Because it's hard for me not to think that Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic aren't the best duo. Better than Dame and C.J. McCollum, even though they lost in Game 7.
Out west, you're saying?
Out west.
Really?
Jamal Murray's the truth, man. He's a baller, certified. He's going to win.
Better than Russell Westbrook and Paul George?
He's going to win a scoring title out there.
Better than Russell Westbrook and Paul George?
At this moment, no. In 2 years, yes.
So you got Golden State's duo. Mm-hmm. You have Oklahoma City's duo. Portland's backcourt. They've been together for a while.
Yep. Jokic
Houston,
and Murray.
Up to you. Paul and Harden, I guess. Utah doesn't really have one.
Nope.
Nobody to pair Donovan Mitchell with there.
Mm-mm. Nope. San Antonio.
Mm-mm. Nothing.
Clippers.
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's about it, folks. I mean, Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns in Minnesota, but that's not comparable.
No.
Davis didn't have any. Well, Davis and Drew Holiday in New Orleans. I guess you could look there.
And now already the conversation is shifting to who it's going to be next year because we talked about Utah. Mike Conley is a nice guy to go with Donovan Mitchell in that pairing. So, I mean, like.
Yeah, but Conley's not going to score much.
He's going to facilitate and allow scoring. Yes. So, yes. But I'm saying just talent-wise basketball players, the shifting that's going to happen in the NBA is going to move this conversation so far.
No doubt about it. But if Buck fans will really be honest with themselves, and if you're going to do the top five, most certainly I think that Giannis and Middleton are in the top five in the NBA.
I don't think so.
Do it, Steve.
Give me
top five. Give me your top five.
I think I would still rather have Westbrook and Paul George. I think I would still rather have... like he said, Steph and Clay, let's say.
Yeah. So, anybody from Golden State. Okay, go ahead.
So maybe you are right then. I mean, those two.
They're five.
Chris Paul is on the other side.
Yeah.
So I'm not going down that lane.
Nope.
Denver's entertaining.
Yes.
Philly, Embiid, and Butler, though. But Embiid can't stay healthy.
Nope.
And Jimmy Butler's gone.
Yep.
Toronto, Kawhi, and Siakam. I still would rather have Giannis and Middleton over those two.
You would?
Yep. Boston, no. Yeah, I guess you are right. Top five.
Then you top five.
Maybe top three.
If you do it. If Bucks fans would really be honest with themselves. I know you didn't want to pay Middleton all the money. Now, I know, how much is it? $37 million?
$38 million.
$38 million is the max that he can
from the Bucks. Five at 190.
A lot of money.
And Giannis is going to make
just... averaging 18 points a game for Middleton?
Somewhere 18.1 this season.
Oh, my God.
And Giannis will make... just shy of $50 million a year with his supermax that he is eligible to sign next year at $247.1 million. So you're going to be locking up almost $90 million of those two players,
guaranteed money. Gary blows out a knee, can't ever play.
But what
again,
else you
gets
do? What else you do though?
Gets it all.
What else do you do?
The Bucks.
Yes.
Can't do anything. You're stuck. Right. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, what else do you do?
You can't do anything else because if you let's say you say okay, Chris Middleton, see you later, bye bye. Based on what we read yesterday, it doesn't appear like Milwaukee's a very attractive destination for any superstar player to come play. Right.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
Based on that, no, you can't. You can't gamble and then miss with Giannis going into a big-time situation next summer. Now, if Giannis was in year one of his supermax, okay, well, that's different. He's stuck here. So now it doesn't matter. So now if you want to roll the dice and hope in a year or two you can get another superstar with him, okay. You can't take that gamble right now. No. I mean, he can tell you all he wants, he's staying, but until he signs that thing next summer, there's always a possibility, no matter how slim it is, that somebody could get in his ear by next summer and convince him to come play with them somewhere else. And that is my fear.
Well, if Middleton signs for that big number, he's not doing that. Because Middleton's committed himself to Milwaukee and Giannis. I just don't think Giannis is
How good are they in the East if Giannis is somewhere else? But Middleton is here, Bledsoe's here, Brogdon's here, and Lopez is here.
They can make the playoffs, but right now,
still Steve, a playoff team, though.
Yeah, but right now, Steve, they can, if Kawhi goes, it's the Bucks.
They're the favorite in the East.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And that's why they have the second best title odds at 6-1.
Yes.
They're that team that wherever he ends up going, and that's why when Vegas is daring you to bet on somebody, they're putting 10-1 on the Clippers and Raptors. It appears that's where the two destinations for Kawhi Leonard is going to be. And they'll find a place to pair with it. It'll be an incredible next week and a half that we're going to get as NBA free agency kicks off. It starts at 5 o'clock now this year on July 1st June 30th is when you can start having conversations.
They got rid of the midnight thing because players were sick and tired of meeting with GMs at midnight having dinner in Washington, D.C.
I don't blame
at midnight. So now they moved it up.
And that works. So now you can go have a nice dinner and
exactly
wash it down with a Beaufort-ing beer because, guys, this summer, go all natural with Beaufort-ing beer. I'm telling you. Chris Middleton can tell you what's good. I mean, if he was going to have a midnight meeting with somebody, I imagine they would go over to Sport Club or Nomad, maybe even Cafe Hollander, have a couple of fresh Beaufort-ings on tap. Imported from the country of Luxembourg, Beaufort-ing is new to the United States. It's being imported exclusively to the state of Wisconsin by a local company, guys. 100% natural and brewed using only the finest raw materials. We're talking about fresh spring water, the finest barley, and the choicest hops. That spring water is from a special source, a very special source. 1,000 feet beneath, directly beneath the brewery of Beaufort-ing. Since the water is beer's most important ingredient, it's made of water. This exceptionally pure water gives Beaufort-ing its fresh taste and smooth drinkability. You'll notice the difference when you drink the crisp Pilsner, the smooth triple ale, or the balanced Bruin, which is my personal favorite right now. Thanks to Beaufort-ing's 100% natural ingredients and commitment to quality, all of its brews give you the full flavor of beer that's refreshing rather than filling. Beaufort-ing, guys, available now in more places in Milwaukee than ever before. Go try a six-pack at Total Wine and More, Sendik's Fine Foods, Consumer Beverage, or like Chris Middleton might be in his midnight meeting, you can go enjoy a fresh tap at Cafe Hollander, Cafe Benelux, Nomad, or Sport Club. And whenever you're having an all-natural Beaufort-ing, let Beaufort-ing Bill know, and I might come out and have a Beaufort-ing on you. Beaufort-ing, Milwaukee's favorite smooth choice for the summer. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next here on 105.7 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.